Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I just realized something just in a whole last segment, Joe. Johnny and Dundalk wasn't the first guy Jeremy got wrong.
Hold on.
He got Vanilla Ice wrong.
I didn't get Johnny wrong.
He did.
No.
You thought he was black.
I didn't. Yeah, I said did. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
But I felt.
But yet you thought a guy named Vanilla was black. Vanilla.
What if Johnny.
Literally the whitest name.
What if Johnny is Rob Van Winkle? He is Vanilla Ice. What if that was the case?
Oh. Jeremy thought MC Hammer was a hammer.
No, he had a hammer. I saw that thing. Pumps and a bump. Good God, man. Shaking that thing around. It's just like, put that thing away. There's kids out here trying
what?
To swim.
Why?
You saw that.
No.
That's not how he got the name?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I thought that's how he got his nickname, no?
Well, you got to make it awkward.
Hold on.
Hank Aaron's so upset that you ruined that.
First off.
Well, I got to make it awkward.
Why are you looking at me asking me how why am I going to make it awkward? You know I love this. I love the fact that I'm getting awkward stares here and everybody's a little uncomfortable.
Hey, man. Yeah. The NFL is moving its Pro Bowl festivities to Super Bowl week beginning this February, according to Yahoo Sports. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the change Wednesday at the league's annual fall owners meeting. We spent a lot of time in evolving our Pro Bowl, talking about how to make our Pro Bowl more attractive, both for our players participating, but also our fans. So they're going to move it to the Tuesday before the Super Bowl at a Moscone Center in San Francisco. You know, I was watching highlights last week. And what's Taylor? Taylor.
Swift?
No. Last name Taylor.
Jonathan? Jermaine?
Used to play for the Redskins.
Taylor.
You got to die. Isn't last name
Taylor? Sean Taylor.
Oh, Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor. Yeah. Sean Taylor blew someone up on the sidelines of the Pro Bowl.
It was a punter.
Blew his ass up.
He destroyed the punter in the game.
That's how you make the Pro Bowl interesting again. Yeah. You play football.
But they can't. They can't have him get hurt in a meaningless game.
So get rid of it. Nobody's watching this.
I don't care what you do with this. And again, I don't know you have to get.
It's still going to be flag football, by the way.
It is. I don't know that you have to get rid of it. It's not for everyone. And again, I'm one that sits here and says, you know, people that don't like, oh, I don't like all these bowl games. Don't watch them. It's fine. But there's still, I mean, how many people watch the Pro Bowl?
Okay, amongst the three of us, who watches the Pro Bowl?
If it's on in a bar and I'm there, I'll take a peek at it. I'm not even flipping the channel on when it's on. If I'm home, I would rather watch a TV show or a movie that I've seen 10 times before.
Same here.
Than watch the Pro Bowl. I'm sorry.
I think networks prove that point. I think they play the worst movies during the Pro Bowl knowing that you're going to watch them instead of the Pro Bowl.
I like the challenges. That they,
but I mean, that's what you could do. You could set it up as quarterback. Like people used to love the old quarterback challenges.
Yeah, they got the challenge. Like, there's the quarterback challenge where they have like the moving targets, everything like that. I watch that.
But the problem is now because it's the Pro Bowl and how they do it. Remember when they said, "Hey, you used to get a trip for you and your family to Hawaii," and now they're like, "Guess what? We're in Orlando," and they're like, "No, why do you think this guy want any of these players want to go down to Orlando?" When they could go anywhere they want in the offseason. They want to be in Orlando doing this stuff. So the guys always say no, and then we get Tyler Huntley, Pro Bowl MVP. You know how ridiculous that is?
Yeah.
No, and this isn't like...
Yeah, I do.
It's like everyone else said no. It's not a knock on Tyler Huntley. It's the fact that you had all these quarterbacks. He played a portion of that season.
No, it's a knock on Tyler Huntley.
It's not. He went there and he played well and he won the award. What I'm saying is the fact that he was in that game just shows you that the players don't care about it. None of them.
Wow, dude. I'm looking at, I thought Dylan Gabriel, somebody told me, was having a pretty decent start to his career.
No, he's just not getting graded on a curve.
He's ranked 31st in pack. Man, he's having a
Well, first of all, let me say this. He was in a game that had one of the most ridiculous amounts of wind. Nobody was throwing the football downfield. And then they ran the football with Judkins. So his numbers are going to be down in that game. Had the game in London and then got embarrassed in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, he picked up his first win, but he really hasn't done anything.
Well, he might start in the Pro Bowl. Joe, you think moving the Pro Bowl to the Super Bowl site, same week of the Super Bowl, helps it out any?
If you, I thought about this yesterday. What if you just gave the people who were attending the Super Bowl an option to go for free? Yeah. So then you'd actually have people there. If you bought Super Bowl tickets and you were already in the city, I would go if it was free.
Yeah, you just open the gates and say, come in and sit wherever you want.
It's not bad.
I mean,
it's not bad. I wonder if they pick up more viewers, though. People being there is important. Viewership, you know, it's just not very good.
I'd rather watch these guys sing karaoke than play in a meaningless football game. Wow.
Mike, Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, what's wrong with your voice?
Oh, I just had a little, I had to cough.
Man, clear your voice before you start talking.
He just got done at Wendy's and 7-Eleven.
Yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
Speaking of voices, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead serious as far as, you know. But I thought, when I first heard Rob, I thought you was like an Italian white guy, like a mafioso type, you know, with the gravelly voice. I had no idea.
This is what I'm saying.
I might, black guy that,
hey, Mike, I might be a mobbed up black dude.
Hey, it's Mario.
When I finally,
Frank Lucas was mobbed up black dude.
And I said, "Dad, Rob is a black guy that looks like Seal without the scars." I had no idea, man. That you,
hey, Seal gets more than a pack of panties, so I'm all right with that.
Oh yeah, man.
Rob Bumpy Johnson over here.
But look, I don't think y'all can do anything with this turkey that's called the Pro Bowl. I mean, moving it to the same city, giving away free tickets, doing it's just one of those things that just ain't gonna. It's people don't want to see Pro Bowl, basically. They want to see.
Did you like it when they actually played football?
I watched then.
Kind of, but.
I'm not talking about this shadow play football. I'm talking about, like, really when Sean Taylor was laying people out.
I liked it.
Me too.
But I was always worried about, like you said, when Sean Taylor lit up the guy. I was always worried about one of our players getting hurt. Doing that, but
they were letting kids come out and call plays during the game. Like they were doing all. Hey, guess who sent this play in? It's the annexation of Puerto Rico. Great, you saw the little Giants, and now we're running this dumbass. Like it turned into that. Remember, there was no blitzing. You just stand up. These guys didn't want to be there. And again, like for people saying, I've said it. You don't have to watch, and I don't because it's just not a good brand.
Jeremy, I think the players stop wanting to be there when you start overprotecting them. I bet if you say let's play football again, you know what football players want to do? Play football. Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, man. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, they put them cameras in there, and that just blew my mind, man. Because, Jeremy, you do look like Tim Allen for
man,
real.
Man, come on. I ain't trying to deal with this today. Some lady in the hallway yesterday, there was a lady who said, I love your beard. And I said, yeah, I look like Tim Allen and Santa Claus. And she starts laughing her ass off. I'm like, co-signed right there.
Hey, don't worry about it. You look like a spaceship driver just like me. Hey, but I want to give y'all show props, man. Because, for example, both of you guys have said we're not hardball guys, but you are not overly critical of them. You're not overly critical of, you know, with that fake rage and everything. You guys present, hey, the Orioles right now, we not doing good. Ravens, we're not doing good. But you're not, oh, this person, they stink. They this. And I respect that for you, you know, because – when I talk to y'all and I listen to your show, I feel like, hey, I could sit down at a bar with these guys. Not Rob, because you too expensive.
Bougie ass Rob.
Damn, Kevin. Down. So you just because you threw Jeremy under the bus don't mean you got to throw me. You ain't got to take turns.
Hold on, he didn't throw me under the bus. He just said something that was true. It just didn't make me feel all that great.
He said something true about me, too.
Hey, I'm equal opportunity, Rob. Hey, I met you. You came in when I was working. You were doing sponsorship at the other spot. And you came down to where I work because I think I talked to you when I was coaching at Lewis. And you were like, I went to Norton. But I appreciate the call. But anyway, man. Nah, I respect how y'all do y'all show, man.
I appreciate and, that. You know, we both like, appreciate that.
We disappointed, but I'm fair. I appreciate it. Have a good one, man.
You too, Kevin.
I think it's part of it. Like, I mean, I try not to be like anyone. You could be having a bad day and get over animated about something, and someone could hear it a certain way. How many times do people hear something and call and say, "You said this," or like, "I didn't say that. He said that. What are you talking about?"
But I think it's important. Let me relate this to Kevin and everybody else. That's because you're dealing with three people, and when Ed's here, who've all been unjustly criticized, who've all been judged unfairly at some point of our lives. So I think we're all sensitive about that.
See, like I feel like I'm being judged unfairly because I thought Vanilla Ice was a black
rapper. No, that's not unfairly. That is like ludicrous.
But I was also
like, do you think Ludacris is white?
No.
World of Stupid at 7:30. But on the other side, as it stands now, do you think Tony Mancino is the leading candidate for the O's managerial job? Mike Bordick yesterday said he thought he was. What do you think? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this for the Don over here? Bumpy Long?
See, Bumpy was not mobbed up.
He did his own thing.
Now, Frank Lucas was. Hey, is this Isaac Hayes? Walk on by. I can't really put my finger on the year. Can I try? I'm going to say circa 1974. Was it? I'm off big time.
You know what? He's looking that up.
Oh, he didn't. I thought he was shaking his head. No, he thought he knew.
Oh, I think he's looking it up to confirm.
1969.
Dang.
The song originally came out in 1963.
Okay. Wow. By who? By him?
No, it was somebody written else. By Burt Bacharach and Hal David for Dionne Warwick.
Bacharach wrote this?
Burt Bacharach wrote a lot of hits.
Well, I bet it didn't sound like this. Isaac Hayes kind of.
Is he black?
Isaac Hayes?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Look.
Isaac Hayes is blackity black. Blackity black.
But he had such an interesting... He had an interesting life, though.
Because,
yeah, he had that resurgence with South Park, and then he went into Scientology, and then everything changed.
I think Isaac Hayes is probably one of the more underrated musicians.
There's no question. He had so many different, like, I mean, he could make a 15-minute song, and you're going to listen the whole damn thing.
Isaac Hayes and Curtis Mayfield, two of the most underrated musicians of that time. Mm. Curtis Mayfield was a bad man.
There were a lot of just good artists that probably didn't get the attention they deserved, man. But that was weird at the end where he just, like,
That's probably the worst I've ever been off.
It's not that bad when you think about it. You're trying to pinpoint it. I mean, it was written in 63.
Well, he said 63 was somebody else.
Yeah.
But he did it in, okay, 69.
When were you born? What year?
71.
I mean, yeah.
71.
So I get it.
Was not a 60s baby. At this point, do you think Tony Mancino is the leading leading the clubhouse for the Orioles managerial job?
I don't know why I think it's Ryan Flaherty. I have no idea, man. I like with the names that are out there. See, this is the weird thing. With the names that we have heard thus far, I wouldn't be opposed to Tony Mancelino in that group. I thought for sure they were going to go after someone with a lot of experience that has proven to use analytics, but or maybe someone that's had experience like a Bochy or whatever that you've seen he's won before and you're looking at those guys. Or I wouldn't even mind the Bob Melvin thing. I wasn't interested in Scott Service, but again, whoever comes here, I'm not gonna come in like a lot of Oriole fans are, because I just heard this with ownership when we posted the video yesterday talking about what they need to do. Talking about signing big free agents, and some guy's like, oh, big revelation, signing big free agents. Well, what other ideas you got, jackass? And the same thing with when it comes to the Orioles and people are going, oh, they're never going to spend. They never have. This guy's owned the team for 2 years. This isn't the Angelos family. At least give him an opportunity to show you he's not going to do anything and then kill him.
Everybody wants an opportunity until it's time to give somebody else an opportunity.
So many damn negative Nancys in Baltimore, man.
You need a hug.
I'm all right.
All right. All right, I'm just letting you know. You need a hug.
It's there.
Go out in the hall. Find Gina.
I'm all right. I'm good.
I'm with you. I thought it was going to be an experienced guy, but for the most part, these names that we're hearing right now aren't experienced managers.
But like Service is an experienced manager, but he spent 8 years, and it was a very average 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a 500 coach, but he's slightly better than that.
He's one season away from it. But then again, he's one season away from being 600. I think he did. He's one of those guys that I never thought got more out of his team than he could have. I always thought he got exactly what the roster said.
But there's also this thought process too. Like, was it the wrong time? Was it the wrong place? Did he not get everything he needed? How do you work with your players? And I don't know about having like a player's manager, but I think there has to be some sort of camaraderie. But in the end, you have to be the guy that's making decisions.
Like,
you know?
I thought Buck got more out of the 2012 team than most managers would have.
I think Buck gets more out of most teams. It just never got over the top.
Right.
And maybe that's something. So, look, I'm biased when it comes to Buck. He's still one of my favorite managers we had in this town. I don't think you were a huge fan, right?
Not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike him, but I just think, Buck was very... he cast a huge shadow. You know, he didn't let other people do their job. I didn't think so.
More hands-on than a lot of people?
Too hands-on. Yeah.
Well, he was the guy. Buck would be, if you remember, like they'd have an Oriole game in the afternoon, and then Bowie'd be playing.
He's down there.
And then all of a sudden, I think he's still in his uniform and his cleats coming in and sitting and just watching the game.
Yeah. Now, with Buck, with baseball, I love baseball. I could work every game. I could manage. That's a lot of games. I could play. I could manage. That's just way too much. Way too taxing. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey,
morning.
Doing well. Tony, since Ed's not here, give us one.
See, it's happy Friday.
There you go.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
What's on your mind?
Candy Orioles count on Rodriguez, Wells, and Bradish to be back next year, or do we need starting pitching? And you guys have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day.
I can get this one. No, yes, yes, and yes, they need starting pitching.
I don't know if they can count on them. I don't think they're counting on them.
Rodriguez? That's the no, because, like, again, this has to be a situation because of what we've seen that you can't expect to get anything from him. And whatever you get is an added bonus. So if he ends up being healthy and you wind up with six starters and you got to figure out who's the odd man out, that's a good problem to have. I don't know how many starters you used last year.
Lamar's status is still up in the air for Sunday. What does that mean for the Bears game? We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about AI. I got confused or I got tricked this morning on something that I thought was real and did some research. And
you
found
did?
On that thing about the pastor.
Okay.
And the Bentley. And we're going to talk about this because there's another pastor story that's true about these guys just got to bring in all the money. You're not paying me enough money. I need that seed this week and expecting you to pay more because I got to afford my G6. I got to be able to go on these extravagant vacations. I got to be able to afford this expensive-ass suit.
Every pastor should have their own private jet.
You think so?
No.
Well, when you become pastor, will you feel that way?
No, I wouldn't.
No. Mm. But you get what I'm saying about
this. You got to be a servant of the people, man.
Yes. We're also going to talk about, have you ever been in a really, really bad weather situation? Like, where you felt like you couldn't even move. There's a guy that got caught in a situation that I think it's scary as hell because you can't control anything. We'll get into that and a couple things else here in the world of soup when we come back right here on The Fan. All right, here we go. All right, let's start off with the AI stuff first because I've made my case. I think religion does a lot of good for many people. I feel like it keeps you guided. I would not know
where I'd be without it.
I feel like people have beliefs. I've said this before. I am not religious. I am agnostic. But I hate the fact that there are many people in charge in different religions that take advantage of everyone else.
I agree.
Said this before. My great grandmother probably gave away, I don't know, half her money to one of those stupid ass Sunday shows, basically sending in however much they told her she had to send in. And she did it all the damn time. And I hate seeing these guys talking about their G6, these televangelists and these people that take advantage of people. We had the situation, I want to say it was last week, where a guy came up to give his donation to the church and he gave $1,200 and the pastor thought he was giving $2,000 and he called him out in front of the whole congregation. I probably would have punched that dude right in his face. Are you serious? I'm donating money to you?
I would have. The pastor had every right to punch him in his face. You said $2,000. $800 light.
That's such a good line, man. Oh, God. It's one right over the top. But this video this morning got me going, and I'm watching it. And you know why it looks even more real than these other AI videos? Because they're not doing something so elaborate and
exactly.
silly.
Exactly. Like saying, I got the blackest quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Like John
and it's not a chiropractor twisting a woman's head around and then throwing her through a wall or, you know, a 600-pound woman falling through a bridge and the bridge blowing up and like all this weird stuff that we're seeing now with AI. This one's kind of dangerous to me, so I'll let Joe play the audio, but basically it's a pastor, and it's fake, it's AI that I've done the research that he had a Bentley, and he always parked it inside the church, and here's why.
This Bentley that I park in the church is not just for me, it's for the church, it's for us.
Can you drive it?
No, God wouldn't want that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can we drive it? No. But again, like I just hate seeing people getting taken advantage of, and it happens in all walks of life.
Yeah.
And that's just this AI stuff to me. Like, that's more dangerous than any of the other things. Like we talked about it. We had the principal at Pikesville, and
yeah,
was
that
like,
was bad.
It's AI, it's AI. And we're like, yeah, buddy, you're the one that got. Yep, it was AI.
It was AI.
So I just think this is going to be so freaking dangerous moving forward. And now, like, even the
video. By the way, when we did that, somebody who's associated with that school
mm-hmm.
texted me that day saying, dude, be careful with that. That's not really representation of who he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other part of this, too. And, Joe, you said the Lamar video of him buying, like, two plates at that restaurant, that was AI as well?
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's dangerous. They're trying to. I just saw that video shared by five other outlets today. So all those people see it. Now it's online, so it must be real. And there's no reason to look at that one.
So how many plates did he buy?
Two big ones. I mean, but they were talking about how high he was in the video. And again, some people don't even listen to the audio. They see it, they watch the video, they go away. It's like, did you see what he did? It just starts all these rumors and just nonsense. Anyway, next story. I've talked to you about like bad weather. Have you ever been any like super, like really, really bad weather where you're like, whether it's a torrential downpour and you don't know how you're getting out of this, whether it's standing water when you're driving home, or the one I'm going to talk about is like severe winds where you can't even control walking. Have you had any of those situations before?
The dangerous situation was when I was a police officer, there was a lady who unfortunately thought she could drive her car through standing water that looked like it was about 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And her vehicle just shut down, and there was a power line down also maybe 10 feet from her. So I'm sitting there, okay, what to do? What to do?
I'm going to call for help.
Those walkie-talkies are great, man.
Yeah. Hey, I heard some woman's over here, and she's trapped on top of her car, and there's a power line. Yeah. See, well, this one, it said massive winds blow pedestrian and oncoming traffic in a terrifying scene. This happened in New Zealand. They had gale force winds. Those are strong winds. Dash cam footage captured a passerby, Justin Ashworth, yesterday morning, shows traffic lights and tree branches swaying heavily as the woman attempts to walk carefully towards the road. The pedestrian then appears to be thrust onto the Wellington intersection by a large gust. So, like, you're walking. A huge gust of wind says, I'd like you to be over here in front of these cars that are driving. And if any of you have had, like, lighter cars or smaller cars or even some of the SUVs, the way they're shaped, those more, like, box-looking cars, and you go over a bridge and it's super windy, you can feel it pushing your car one way or the other.
Dude, swear to you, I'm coaching at Mount Carmel. We're going to New York for a tournament. We had to go over to Conowingo,
yeah.
And that day was so windy. You know the passenger vans that you have to school. Man, it's like it was swaying left and right, and I'm in the middle. At this time, I didn't feel the wind really like that till I got right to the middle. And my eyes about this big, and my black knuckles turned white. And I'm gripping the steering wheel so hard that it had pain in my elbows, man. It was a scary thing.
I was in a 37-car pileup in Woodstock, Virginia with my ex-wife.
You told me about this.
I was driving a tracker. There was a torrential downpour, right? You couldn't see barely like 10 feet in front of you. It's raining so hard. So like everyone's slowing down, but all of a sudden you start to see brake lights fast.
Right.
An 18-wheeler had jackknifed and turned over. Now everybody that was going 50 miles an hour plus, and there's still people going 70 and 80 with that rain.
Right.
I had a van behind me that must have been cooking at 80. I was able to slam on my brakes and stop. And then I look up in my rear view and I see the van behind me veer off and just drive off into the grass. And right behind him is someone that's going 80 miles an hour. I was in a, GMC Tracker. That thing folded up like an accordion. My head hit the steering wheel and snapped the steering wheel in half. The weird thing was this pileup, nobody got killed. Nobody was... would have thought there was like a massacre out there because that's the dangerous. Way it looked. Your fire's over here. The guy a couple cars behind me was crushed by an 18-wheeler.
You could have gotten squished.
Yeah. So I'm like, my car's barely, it's a, you know, is it, we got folded up like an accordion and I'm trying to drive it off the road because there's still more cars coming at like 80 miles an hour. There were still more car accidents behind us. And the worst part about this is we were smack dab in the middle of where we were going to my dad's house in West Virginia. So it's like a 5-hour drive and we're 2.5 hours into it. So you call people at home to come get you 2.5 hours and bring you back home? Or do you call your family to take you down where you were going and then take you back home? And that's, it's still like the worst accident I've ever been in. But that rain, that it just being in that, it's scary as hell. And I still get you talk about white knuckling. You still get that anxiety. When it starts raining.
You can't yawn openly now on the camera.
I'm boring him with these stories about weather. I keep checking my rearview mirror, which is the worst thing you can do because your body's going to lock up when you get hit. Mm. And ever since then, back problems. Back problems the rest of my life. So I've seen this stuff before. I've even played in football. And the worst football weather I ever played in was a torrential downpour. And we had standing water and it was like freezing rain.
Right.
But there was so much rain coming, they didn't cancel our game. And I remember first play of the game, I'm running after the quarterback. He goes to run outside. I dive and grab his flag. And then my ass went about 30 yards, like on a slip and slide, it felt like, just covered from head to toe in the coldest rain you could possibly imagine. Fun. It was until you start shaking and you're like, ain't nobody catching a ball today.
See, like in high school, we don't live in the right area to ever play in snow, really, because our season's over before it really snows.
Either. Yeah.
But further up north, they play in a lot of snow.
Just crazy. All right, let me get to this last story because this is something you don't want to hear. We go down to Florida. And by the way, I just watched, if you haven't watched Perfect Neighbor on Netflix, that documentary will take your heart out, stomp on it, rip it to pieces, and then light it on fire. And people are talking about all these like...
Sounds like I should watch it.
Yeah, this is... And it has to do with Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which, you know, they were talking about how many people have been... You know, not convicted of murder or something because that stand your ground law has come up because they felt threatened for their life. Well, you got a situation here where you have a knife wielding Florida man. He threatened to eat his neighbor's dog over a trespassing dispute. Like, I ain't never heard somebody say, I've heard people say, I'll kill your dog. I'll do this.
I'll eat dog. Him.
I'll eat him. What in the hell? This redneck. Look at this guy. I mean, Joe, can you see over my shoulder? Doesn't he look like Hulk Hogan if he was anorexic and dying? Like, that's what this dude looks like. I'll retweet this story if anybody wants to see him. But
looks like Hulk Hogan if he was anorexic and dying.
Yeah.
Just, all right, Ray Bachman.
He's got like a, you know, he kind of looks like an anorexic Ray Bachman. I'll show you this picture later. But the woman called the police. By the way, I don't know that I could control my temper if someone tells me they're going to hurt my dog. I always thought it was my wife and kids, and it is.
No, you just said it. He just said it, Joe. I always thought it was my wife and kids. No, you just said it. Your dog is more important.
No? Just my wife and kids.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. I always thought it was my wife and kids. Damn them. If you mess with my dog.
You take the kids, you get the wife out of here, but you touch my dog and it's your ass. Yeah. The woman called police. Officer showed up. And obviously now it's a little hour later. The madman approached his neighbor's home with a knife and began to threaten her and her family. Sheriff's office got there and kind of handled business. After he was cuffed, this guy Catledge made several statements to the deputy that he was going to beat the victim when he got out of jail. Yeah, really smart. He got a $5,000 bond, and we'll see, you know, what else happens to him. But that's your World of Stupid.
Thank you very much. Evan Washburn at 8. Cordell Woodland at 8:30. But on the other side, Lamar's status for Sunday is still up in the air. However, if he doesn't play, they have a better chance and better prepared to beat Chicago than they were L.A.? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lamar's status is up in the air for Sunday against the Chicago Bears, Jeremy. Do you think if he does not play, the Ravens are better prepared to beat the Bears than they were to beat the L.A. Rams without him?
I think the Bears are an inferior team. I don't know better prepared because I don't trust either one of these quarterbacks, and anybody's going to look me in the face and say that they trust them. That's why I part believe that AI John Harbaugh thing. As soon as he started talking about Cooper Rush, I'm like, it's a little aggressive, but yeah.
And then he started talking about
the blackest quarterback in the league. I went, wait a minute. Hold up. Not sure if this one's real. We're on camera, Rob.
Are you saying you're not sure if it's true or you're not sure if it's real?
Let me ask my dad. Oh, okay. No. It is funny because, like, just looking at the matchup and seeing the way that the Bears have played, they have played some questionable opponents, but I don't want to take that away from them. They've stacked some W's. Caleb Williams has looked better. I don't know how good their defense is because I feel like, honestly, if Lamar plays on Sunday, I feel like the Ravens are going to punt
them apart.
Punt one or less times. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
You know, I'm not going to get into the opponents because the Baltimore Ravens fans can't wait to get this part of the schedule because you got the Bears and the Dolphins and the Browns and the Jets and the Bengals. So I'm not even going to – we can't wait to get to the bad part of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not taking away from the Bears. They're taking care of business. However, I feel they can have a better chance. After holding the Rams at 17 points, I think they have a better chance of beating the Bears without Lamar than they did the Rams.
Okay. I mean, I would say yes, just because I think the Bears are an inferior opponent.
That's why.
You just watch.
It's more to do. It's more with the Ram, the Bears than it is the Ravens.
By the way, did you see what the Rams did? They flew into London the day of.
No, I did not know.
They were the first team to do this. Get in, get out. They went in. Matt Stafford didn't throw for a ton of yards, but he had all those damn TDs. What, Devontae Adams had 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they smoked a team that we were all like. We do this with Jacksonville. It's like, oh, man, they won a couple games. I think they're all right. And then you're like, ugh, what was Trevor Lawrence doing? There's so many teams like that in the league, and I think the Bears are one of those teams where it's like, yeah, they've won some games in a row, but do I think they're good yet?
Isn't London 5 hours ahead of us? So they just changed time zones.
Flew in, went to the game.
And then flew out.
Yep.
Right afterwards.
Yep. We got things to do.
Considering what they did Sunday, who you think? You think the other teams will copy that?
I don't know. I mean, because like they stayed on the East Coast the entire time.
Which doesn't matter because it's, well, it only matters for distance.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't want to travel all the way back and then come. That's just a lot of like, it's a lot of time to get jet lagged, you know, just to keep doing this and flying all over the place. And we talk about it, going 5 hours and then playing a football game at a time that you're not accustomed to playing. It's weird. I mean, it'd be like them playing a 9 a.m. game here. Nobody does that.
It was 2 o'clock there, 2:30 there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's your
right.
body clock.
Right, it's 9 o'clock.
Especially yeah. flying in the day. Your body clock is right there. Like, it's still at 9 a.m.
So what time did they fly in?
Let me get it.
How you doing that? Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's good morning, guys?
Not much, man. How are you?
All right. Hey, I think the Ravens have a, if Lamar can't play, they have a pretty good chance because they got some of the defensive guys coming back. And as long as they don't put Cooper Rush in there. Rob, I know you don't like Huntley either, but I get it. But at least he's won. I've seen him win with the Ravens. I mean, I haven't seen Huntley do, I mean, the other guy do anything.
You've seen him win with the Ravens. He lost more than he wins with the Ravens.
I get it. I get that. But at least I've seen him win before. I haven't seen Cooper Rush do anything with him. Nothing. Oh, and Jeremy.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Glad you're back.
Thanks, man. Hold on. Is this?
So, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Daryl.
We got to get his number.
Okay, because I was going to, I don't have to send Big Red over there. Y'all know
oh, don't
Big
be doing
Red
that is, so. To me, man. No. No, man. I got to get your number, and then I promise you we'll set this up for the next week. I owe him lunch.
For what?
The WNBA. He said Phoenix was going to win. Oh. And then the funniest thing is, in the final game, I'm betting Phoenix to win. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I told this guy they had no shot. So I thought Minnesota was going to win it all this year in the WNBA. They were the best team throughout most of the regular season.
Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Not much, man. How are you?
Hey, man. It's something going. Hey, man. I'm doing an investigation with the Baltimore Sun right now, man. Because I need some answers, man. I want to know
real.
Why they out here lying to us, man. That's just like, you know, the Instagram Be More Baltimore Murder Inc. That's just like they out there giving out false information, man. The Baltimore Sun guy do that, man. But shout out to the Baltimore Banner. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, man, last night, man, Jeremy, man, I wish I had your number. I would have sent you my ticket, man. That damn Cooper flag, man.
Yeah, he had a double-double and three turnovers, so it really wasn't much to write about.
I took him for 20.5 points, rebounds, and assists, and he finished with 20 exact, man. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
but, yeah. I mean, that's part of the sporting world, though. But, look, back to the Ravens, man. Look, I'm going to keep on saying it, man. Like, this is my opinion, and I want to hear how y'all feel about it. I love Lamar Jackson to death, man. But I just feel like it's so sad every time he miss a game or something, like, we can't win. It's like we can't function without Lamar Jackson. I blame the players, man. I blame the players. You know why? I'm going to be real with you. I feel like the Ravens right now, they too soft. They too soft.
How much do you think Kansas City will function without Pat Mahomes? How much you think the Chargers will function without Justin Herbert?
Rob, see, there we go. See, look,
no, I'm just going down the list. How much have the Bengals functioned without their quarterback?
Though, look, hear me out though. When you look, you talking about the Bengals. Look, they missing Joe Burrow, right? But guess what? They still balling out there because them wide receivers know what they're capable of. Now you talking about the Chiefs, right? If the Chiefs lose Pat Mahomes, I still think they can win games. You know why? Because they got chemistry. Look how them receivers play. Look at our receivers. You got receivers. They stopping on the thing. They giving up on the backup quarterback. Oh, I thought he threw the ball out of bounds. You know what I mean? Receivers crying when they don't get the ball. Look, you know what I asked somebody the other day? Check out Dalton. Check out the tight end from the Eagles, right? He got 6 or 5 touchdowns. Every time I talk around, I'm arguing with Ravens fans talking about who's wide receiver one. Zay Flowers wide receiver one. Stop saying Rashard Bateman, man. That man ain't even got over 200 yards yet. Hello? You know what I mean? And they keep talking about, well, Eric DaCosta, man. Hey, Eric, man, good deal on that, man. Hello? I hope we get another one, man. Or if not, we're going to get one of them wide receivers from Miami. Or we're going to get one from Ohio State. Hello? Hey, y'all have a great Friday Eve. in my air voice. All right?
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, the just going back to it, the Rams, they flew in the night before, but they were there like, I think it was less or just over 24 hours.
Yeah, that's still impressive.
It's, yeah, so then they were talking about have they changed the way, because teams usually fly in the week of and practice there.
So I thought the league rule, I know it is for most leagues, you got to get there the day before the game.
Yeah, so they did. They got there Saturday. Yeah. It may have been Saturday night or afternoon.
That's why I was asking, because I'm like, that, the league rules normally you have to get there the day before. I don't think it's an hours rule, but more of a day rule. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Evan Washburn, his take on the Ravens and the rest of the NFL up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.